Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters, and welcome to another episode of Fueled by Faith with Emily Vermeer. Today we have a beautiful pleasure to be graced by her presence with Megan Mullix. She is here to just share her testimony, her story in a walking testimony. Megan, I'm so grateful for you to be here and for us to do this thing. It is time. It is time for us to do this thing. And I would love if you would just tell our audience more about who you are, what you do, and just get us started.
Absolutely. I am excited to be back again with you to do this. Again, I'm really excited. I love your energy. I love your smile, your joy, and just your passion for Christ. So I love every time we talk. It's like talking to, not even like talking to a stranger, it's like talking to one of my sisters. So I'm happy to be here again. Yes, my name is Megan Mullix. I am a speaker. I am a mental health advocate. I am a personal branding consultant. I'm a founder of a company called Mullix & Company. We are a family company that helps authors and public figures, politicians, entrepreneurs, faith-based leaders, to just make sure that you are looking good in everything that you are doing as it pertains to your brand and your business. And I love God. I am a faith woman, a faith God girl. And I'm just excited to be here to just share my wisdom, my testimony, my trials and tribulations with others, so that way someone else can learn and grow and improve their lives.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited for what God's about to throw down on this episode. You guys, just to bring you in to where Meg and I are, we recorded this episode, I feel like either before summer, or recorded a episode, I should say, before summer or right at summer of 2023. And I went to upload it and it wasn't there. It was half of the episode. And so I reached out to Meg and I was like, I guess Holy Spirit said, do it again.
Do it again.
And she was like, all right, we're going to do it. Do it again. So we are here, and we, but what's so beautiful is Megan was sharing with me before is her growth and her transformation in this time between the last time that we spoke to today, of what she's learning and what God's doing in her life. And I feel like it's in those moments that God really shines, and that He really is taking you and illuminating your light that is within you, that's Him, and you using yourself as a vessel. And I would just love for you to catch us up on what's going on in your world from then to now and how God is working in your life.
Absolutely. So there has been a lot of change. Well, yeah, there's been some changes. I won't say a lot. There's been some changes. And it's mainly me. It's not changes of situations. It's not changes of environment. But it's there has definitely been a growth within me. A transition has taken place from just the goals that I was pursuing of what I wanted to do and what I'm currently doing has kind of shifted a little bit. And so there was a lot of frustration. There was confusion. There was a lot of, oh God, what? But God, you said this. And you know, it was a lot of, but God, you said, I said that a lot. God, you said, and you told me this. And I had to really come to an understanding that every time God speaks, it's a proceeding word. And so what the word was for 6 months ago is different now, especially for where I am and me accepting what he wants from me. So it's been a lot of acceptance of my purpose and acceptance of, okay, this is my lane. This is where God wants me at. This is where I'm needed. This is where my anointing is. This is where my skills, my talents are. So it's been a journey.
Let's talk about that. Let's kind of dive a little bit deeper on acceptance, mm-hmm. because it sounds mm-hmm. really easy when we say, gosh. Yeah, like I finally accepted, right? But right. this could be years of, I know it took mm-hmm. me years to finally say, oh yeah, God, you're saying all of me, not just right. toe in the water. You want right. all of me. And right. being able to be like, I'm sorry that I didn't even see that and repent of that. So mm-hmm. what did that acceptance look like for you? Like the daily choice or the daily conversation of maybe bringing right. it to the Lord. What did that like tangibly look like for you?
So it looked like a lot of frustrating moments. It looked like a lot of setbacks. It looked like a lot of what other people would deem failures. It looked like I had launched out my business and now I have a job, which I'm not even going to call it a job because I still have my business. But I ended up accepting a position into my purpose. And so it looked like I was like, oh gosh, okay, I have to go back into the workforce. But really it was God setting me up for a new position in my life and in his, for me to do mental health, for me to do suicide prevention, for me to help people, for me to, you know, go in a different avenue and also expose my business to other people and expose my business to other places and for me to travel and for me to do more. So at first it looked like I'm starting all over again. This is not what it was supposed to happen. You know, when every time we plan something, we plan it perfectly. We don't always plan for the mistakes and for the hiccups and for the downfalls, even though we say we do. And even though we should plan for you know, the mistakes and all of that, a lot of times we don't. We just say, okay, this is the plan. This is what I want to do. This is how it's going to happen. And then things start happening and we get frustrated. And so that's what happened. Things started happening. I got frustrated and I was like, well, God, you said that I was supposed to have this business. You said I was supposed to have my podcast. I was like, Lord, you said all of this. And sometimes we forget, yeah, he does give us a word, but we also have choices in a lot of things. Yeah. So we have to choose to be obedient to his direction and choose to be obedient to his will. And choosing his will and choosing his way is sometimes easier said than done, because sometimes, you know, not sometimes, all the time, God sees things that we don't. And so he'll say, go to this little place over here. And we're looking at it like, it doesn't look like it's fruitful. It doesn't look like I'm going to be accepted there. It doesn't look like it's going to do anything for me. And it turns out to be the most fruitful place for you. But naturally looking at it with our natural eyes, we're doubting, we're putting that doubt, and we're challenging God. That's what we're doing. We're challenging God and what he says, yeah, essentially.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I, now that you're saying this, I get this so much when we talk acceptance, and I know I'm not alone in this, mm-hmm, is God reveals his answer. We mm-hmm may ask, and he like will swiftly reveal his mm-hmm answer. But then our flesh will be like, right, oh, well, maybe God, if you send me 10 more signs, or if you like, it actually, that was too mm-hmm quick of an answer. Mm-hmm. Like, I need mm-hmm you to prove to me again. I know that mm-hmm I did that time and time and time again, of even right stepping into Fueled by Faith, of like, right, but God, I know you said it, and I mm-hmm know that you did it, but mm-hmm he said to go. He didn't say to go and look back. He didn't right say to like question him. It right was a obedience. And then also right with that is expectation. And right there's a difference between, I'd love for us to talk about this, mm-hmm, of like, there's a difference of being expectant and then mm-hmm having expectations, right?
Mm-hmm.
How
right
do you feel about that?
So I feel like a lot of times our expectations are based off of our past. They're based off of past experiences. They're based off of our past traumas. They're based off of what we've seen happen before. So we will prepare our expectations based off of that. When we get hear a word from God, a lot of times, most people, we have to see to believe. And a lot of times God will give us an answer and we're like, it doesn't add up to what my bank account says, or it doesn't add up to what I'm currently seeing. So we expect to fail, or we expect to have it something small, when God's vision for us is much, much bigger. So that's where I stand with that. I feel like a lot of times the expectations we put on ourselves are our own limiting beliefs based off of our own past experiences that we're trying to incorporate in now faith, now faith moments.
Right. Yes. And it sounds like you experienced that in this transition piece of like you being frustrated and be like, but God, you said the podcast was coming. You said to go into business. And then right we can have this expectation of like, oh, that's all I'm supposed to do. I'm only mm-hmm supposed to have my business. I'm mm-hmm only supposed to have my podcast. And because he said it, it's going to happen in 2.5 days, right?
Right.
Like, we have this expectation.
Right, right.
But it's anointed. The Lord sent me a word. And because right he sent me a word, it's right going to happen. And right it's going to happen this way.
Mm-hmm.
But God could be like, no, Megan, the expectation is for you to run your business and have this full-time position because you're so gifted. Right. I've built a mm-hmm beautiful vessel in you that I want more of you in two avenues. Right?
Right.
Like, there's right so there's so much, and we have to get rid of that. That's the importance of that. Daily laying ourselves at the foot of the cross and asking right him to absolutely order those steps, to be like, God, this is your business. This is your podcast.
Right, right.
This is your thing, right? And so it's so easy right for us to get caught up in those expectations versus being expectant, right? Expectant right for God absolutely to show up and move. I right know that he's going to show up and move. How he's going to do it, that's up to him. Praise the Lord.
Right. Right.
You know?
Definitely.
Have you ever felt that? Like, yeah. Do you feel that now in this new transition of like, you're expectant of him moving, so there's maybe this more freedom that you have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, God is so vast and he's so big. And a lot of times what happens is we will see God through the lens of just one view. we will see him through just the lens of maybe how we've been taught or what we've experienced or what our family has experienced. But there's so many ways that he can bring something to us, that he can allow the vision to grow. And sometimes we put the cap on God. We stop him from moving. We stop him from allowing us to grow because of our way of thinking, because we don't think as big as him. So I have been learning to just grow my mindset, I should say. I've been really focusing on my mindset and learning and practicing to have the mind of Christ, because I understand if I have the mind of Christ, then I can think the way that he thinks, and I can think big the way that he thinks. And I won't put those limiting beliefs on myself, because he said that I can do all things through Christ. He said that. So I have to now put that mindset on, so that way when he speaks to me, I don't get afraid and say, oh, I can't do that. But I say, okay, God, this is your word. However it's going to come, allow it to come. Whoever it's going to come through, allow it to come through, and just prepare myself for that. And I believe a lot of times we say that, but we limit God because we want the blessing to come through a certain package. We want it to look a certain way. We want it to speak a certain way. And we want it to come at a certain time, when that's what we want. But we know all the time, we don't always know what's best for us, but God always knows what's best for us.
Yeah. And when I love this, because when we do that, when we think, oh, it's going to come this way, this way, this way, we're not looking for it to come any other way. So we can even be walking the blessings that God is trying to send us. I went through that a couple summers ago. We were needing financial help, and I was like, God, just send the money. Send the money. Anyway, we're open to it. Send it, send it, send it. In my head, I was thinking, oh, new clients were going to come. We were going to get a check in the mail. I had all of these ideas, right? And I actually had a very good family friend reach out to us, and they were like, hey, we would love to support your ministry. How can we sponsor? Or we would love to support your business. How can we sponsor? Pridefully, we were like, oh, no, we don't need that. It's going to show up in different ways. We were flipping, blocking a blessing.
Right. Absolutely. You
know? And I remember sitting with my husband and being like, oh my gosh, we're rejecting a prayer, an answered prayer that God has given us. We're rejecting it because it wasn't coming
how
we thought it should become. And who am I to block what God is trying to bless me with when I can see him being so frustrated with us, not that he is, but you know, like wanting to shake us, if you could only just get out of your own head and see trying to give it to you.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That poor father. Yes. But I would love to talk about, because you were talking about the renewal of our mind, and I feel, and you said it so beautifully, of we forget that we have power and authority and access to do this. And
that's right.
That it can be like shrugged off, right? I feel like so many of us think, oh, well, it's so little, but that's the enemy in a foothold there in our thoughts.
Right.
And if we can snatch that up with our power and authority, we can get rid of that. So how do you do that with your own thoughts? I would love to know.
Absolutely. So one of the things I've learned to do, and this has definitely taken some years and some time, is making sure that I am directing my mind to a goal every day. And I've had to learn to do this, because our mind on its own will have us in every other direction. It'll have us distracted. It'll keep us in cycles. because it's not directed to something. And so my spiritual father wrote a book, one of his very first book. It's called The Divine Revelation of Jesus Christ. And one of the chapters is on the mind of Christ, where he took us and walked us through how to receive the mind of Christ. And one of the most powerful things he said in that book was, you have to direct your mind to the heights of heaven every day. I think I might paraphrase that a little bit, but essentially that's what we have to do. We have to take the time to actually direct our minds. So every morning you have to speak over your mind. You have to direct your thoughts. And so that's what I do. Direct my thoughts every day towards the goal, towards the vision, towards God. Because if I don't, then my thoughts will have me back to something that happened 5 years ago, upset and angry with people who have already moved on with their lives. So I have to actively speak over my mind daily. I always get little cue cards and I'll put scriptures on them. And one of my favorite scriptures that I say just about every day is, God, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a righteous spirit. And that helps also my mind, because now I'm merging my thoughts and my heart together. And where we know the importance of our heart, and we know what's in our heart is really what matters the most. And so that's what I do as far as directing my mind, just directing it to a certain scripture every day, or directing it to an affirmation every day, and making sure that I'm continually saying that to myself, because it does take time. Because a lot of people, you have to remember that before you came to God, you were in the world for so many years. So your mind worked a certain way for so many years. So it takes practice and it takes time to begin to renew your mind daily. And of course, because we're a microwave generation, we want to be able to go to sleep and wake up and have a renewed mind, have the mind of Christ, and just have all these positive thoughts. But unfortunately, that's not the case. If you do not direct your mind and direct your thoughts towards a goal every day, then it's going to take you to places that you don't want to go to.
I love that. And taking back your power and authority in those moments of the awareness of, I'm not here yet. Like, I wake up, I am human. Megan is human. The women on this podcast were all flesh and blood. And just because we are anointed, because we are, we're anointed vessels. God has an assignment on our hearts. And I feel like it's very misled that just because we're anointed that we wake up every morning on a high of Jesus. Now, I'm not saying I don't get there, but I have had so many mornings where I wake up and I'm like, God, I don't want to do anything. Like, I don't want to move. I want to stay in my bed. I'm not motivated. Even this morning, I was like, how am I going to get on a podcast today? Just being honest, because of my feelings and my flesh. But that renewal of our mind is like, wait a second, you're on assignment. You're on assignment. You're a daughter of God, and he's got something to use in your vessel today. And I love, we talked about this last time, I'm remembering now, of cue cards.
Yeah, we did.
And you using, you using cue cards. And what I loved most, I never knew about this, is you taught us to write your name into scripture. Do you remember that? Like, take a scripture, write your name as if you're taking power and authority. And man, is that so powerful?
Oh my gosh,
I can't remember what scripture it was. So powerful.
Yes. It really is, because go ahead.
You're good. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it really is powerful, because what it does is it brings the word alive to us. It makes it personal for us, because we can read it and we can read about the great things that Mary and Joseph and David and, you know, all of the patriarchs did. And sometimes I think there's a disconnect when people read because they're thinking, oh, God did that for them. But when you personalize it, now it's, oh, this is what God is doing for me. So that's the beauty of personalizing it and writing your name in there.
Yes. And I also, I feel like it gives you that like Holy Spirit nudge to get you out of that chair or get you out of that mindset, get you out of that funk that maybe you could be in. Like, oh, wait a second, he's speaking to me and this is personal. And I love that so much. So I would love to know, like, where are you at right now? Where is God leading you now? You've been in this transformation, but I'd love to hear like where he's going and what you've learned in your walk with him in this time.
Oh gosh. Endurance. Endurance. My spiritual father told me one day that endurance is for your assignment. That's what he taught us, that endurance is for the assignment. So I'm learning endurance for the assignment that God has given me. So that's not just my business, but it's also my podcast, because my podcast is more of an assignment as well. It's a dream of mine, but it's more of an assignment from God as well. And also what I'm doing as far as suicide prevention, where I live, and speaking. And so just learning to endure through the process of waiting. We don't like the word waiting. Many people don't. We don't want to wait on anything. We want it right now. But endurance teaches us stamina. Endurance also teaches us what's in us. So during this waiting process that I have been in, during this process of just kind of like, okay, take a step back, Megan, look at everything that's going on and look at, okay, what are we doing? What does God want me to do? I'm able to now have a better view of things through the eyes of God. So I can make better decisions to say, okay, this is needful, this is not. Patience, definitely learning patience. And all of these things are working things out within me. So I'm learning to improve myself better as a daughter, as a woman, as a founder, as a coworker, as a friend. You know, I'm learning to improve on myself daily by learning endurance and learning patience. It reminds me of the scripture, I think it's in Hebrews, where Jesus talks about Jesus, and it said that Jesus learned obedience through the things which he suffered. And a lot of times we skip over that scripture because we just think of Jesus as this perfect entity, which he is, but there was a suffering that took place. And a lot of times we don't want to suffer through our processes. We don't want to suffer through the endurance. We don't want to suffer through the waiting. And these are the times when God is really, really healing us and really putting us together so that way he can present us in a way to people and to the world that says, okay, this is who I have chosen for this moment. And so the danger of not suffering and not going through this process is you will get out there and you'll have challenges, you'll have failures, but your character won't be developed. So I'm taking this time out to really make sure that my character is being developed. So that way, when I'm in front of people, when I'm doing more podcasts, when God puts me in bigger audiences, my character will be developed in a way that even when failures or challenges happen, I know how to handle them. I know how to speak with grace. I know how to pour. I know how to show God in a light that's not going to be embarrassing for him.
Yeah. Humility. I was talking with someone about humility this week of when you're in humility, it means that you will not be humiliated if everyone knows everything.
Right.
And walking in humility, in integrity, in your character. And what a beautiful way that you said that of like seasons of suffering is actually mm-hmm. seasons of building character.
Right. Like absolutely.
If we could flip that, if we could flip that and actually be like, oh, I'm in a season of building my character instead right. of being like, oh, I'm suffering.
Right, right. You know? Absolutely.
And that's the renewal of our mind too, of being like,
right.
God's transforming you right now.
Right.
And me and whoever is going through this season that could be tough or suffering or mm-hmm. refinement, right? Refinement doesn't right. feel good.
Fire oh gosh, no.
hurts.
Doesn't feel good.
Like we, it burns. Yeah, it doesn't feel good. It burns. It literally mm-hmm. burns. And there's a scripture, I did a study on this called Fix. The scripture, I think it's in Hebrews as well, where it talks about mm-hmm. fixing our eyes on Jesus, fixing our eyes mm-hmm. on God. And mm-hmm. In the scripture, and I'm paraphrasing, but you guys can go check it out. It says, mm-hmm. fix our eyes on God. And then it talks about how in faith and then in suffering found joy. Mm. And
yes,
in the suffering, when Jesus was on the cross, he wasn't focused on his pain. He right. wasn't focused on the lashes. He wasn't focused mm-hmm. on not being able to breathe. His eyes were fixed on God.
Right.
And through that, yes. he was already seeing the joy of what right. was coming on the other side.
Right.
And so when we fix our eyes on Jesus and are on the Lord, fixing means to not look at anything else. Like right. literally stuck.
Yeah. Right.
And so right now in this period, right in this period of what does it look like to fix our mm-hmm. eyes on him, not the situation.
Right.
Fix our eyes on him being in trust. We were talking about this earlier of trust and
right.
surrender.
Yes.
What does it look like to be in a trust fall of Jesus?
Oh gosh.
right.
Right.
And so I just commend you in this journey of literally hands raised. Because if you think of a trust fall, your hands are mm-hmm. literally raised, palm open, and
right.
you're going back.
Right.
And you're only right. looking up. You can't look
right.
anywhere else. And
exactly.
so what a beautiful way to picture us trust falling into the arms of Jesus mm-hmm. in a situation that really, if we look at this, only he knows, and he's a good
right.
dad.
Right.
So right. there, and he's not one of fear, doubt, anxiety, worry, anxiousness. He already has it in our word of like, my children.
Right.
Of these things, the fruits of the spirit.
Right.
So
right.
it's being reminded of this. So right. I would love to know, like, what mm-hmm. brings you joy? What brings mm-hmm. you this sense of security and surrender in this moment of transformation and waiting?
Mm-hmm. The thing that brings me the joy and the security is, it's very simple. It's the fact that God has done it before, he can do it again. The fact that God is... that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The fact that there's nothing too hard for him, that we make things too hard for ourselves. But this is a God who created everything. Literally everything. He's created the stars, the moon, the sun, the earth, everything. And things even beyond this, that we don't even, that our minds can't even comprehend, that allows me to trust him. And also learning and knowing that even though he's the creator of every single thing, that he loved me so much that, oh, I'm not gonna cry, that he loved me so much that he took a piece of himself, gave to us, as flesh and allowed that piece of himself to go through torment, to go through the lashes, to die, just so that way I could come back to him. So when I think about that, it brings me to a place of calm and peace of just knowing, okay, God, you did all of that. Surely my situation is this small compared to the other things that you have done. You can do it again. You've done it in the past. I've read in the word where you gave people the victory and the power to overcome. Your presence was with them. Your presence will be. And even if it doesn't work out the way I want it to, even if I don't get what I want, even if everything fails, and that's really where what happened to me. I really got to this place where I was like, even if you take everything I have, God, you are a redeemer. You can give it back to me. Yeah. You can put me back on my feet. Yeah. But most importantly, I know there's so many people who don't know God. I know you. I know you as more than God. I know you as Father. Like, you're a father to me, and no good father is going to let their child just be without, or, you know, in any bad situation. No good father is going to. Now, a good father is going to let the child go if we want to do what we want to do. Yeah, they're going to let, but then he's going to be there with redemptive arms waiting for us. So yes, that's what has brought me the calm and the peace, is knowing he's a good father.
Yes. Yeah. And resting in that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's so true. And we as flesh tend to get so caught up in everything that we forget how vast he is, like you were speaking, and he's a big God, and who are we to limit him? Mm-hmm. And also limit ourselves, because when we limit ourselves, we limit the Lord and what he can do.
Right.
And
right.
He's so, so big. And how you were talking about, like, he created everything, but he created us with intention.
Right.
Like,
right.
Right. The intrinsic things, like to the bones and little things that he put thought into, that we just like blow off, like, oh yeah, our DNA.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Stranded all of that together. Like, there was purpose behind all of this. Mm-hmm. And he did that. Mm-hmm. And if he can do that, I love how you said he's the same God. And if he did it again, if he did it once, he'll do it again. And that that requires us to flood ourselves with that knowledge, and also being surrounded by people that will speak that into and over us.
Right. Yeah. Right. So absolutely.
So, Megan, this has been amazing, and I'm so grateful for you and just your word, and just using your story and your transformation for other people to be like, oh, he's still working. He's still moving, and I still love him.
Yeah.
He still loves me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love for you to share, like, if you could speak to yourself 3 months ago and give her any word of wisdom, what would you need to hear?
Wow. Okay, so me 3 months ago, words of wisdom to Megan 3 months ago. Keep believing. Go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning. Go back to God. Go back to the simple things, and remember your faith. Remember your identity, and remember who you are. And remember that purpose prevails every time. That if it has no purpose, it has no place in your life. So that's what I would say.
I got gooseies all up and down my body. So good. So good. Well, I just thank you for your words. I thank you for you being on today. Is there any place that you can direct our listeners to go and find you, support you, whether on social? Let us know your information.
Absolutely. So I am on social media, obviously. I'm on Facebook, Megan A. Molick on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram. I am also on same name on Instagram. You can find me at I am Megan Alexandria on Facebook and on Instagram. I am also on TikTok. And my website is meganmolix.com. You can go there for more information about my business and the services that I offer. But yeah, that's where you can find me. I love to talk. I have no problem with responding back and talking to people when they reach out to me. So definitely go and follow me. I have a freebie listed on my Facebook page. As soon as you go there, you'll see a freebie for a free download. Just a little graphic that I put together that will help you to build your brand in an excellent way. Give 5 tools to help you build an excellent brand. So that's listed there as well.
Amazing. Awesome. I'll put all of that in the show notes for everyone's for easy access to go find you and give you some love on something that maybe hit a listener today. If you can go follow Megan and just send her a message and thank her for her words and what maybe resonated with you guys, would be amazing. But Megan, I appreciate you and I thank you for your heart and your obedience to the Lord, and I'm so thankful that you're a sister. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you have an amazing day and we'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.